now.
All right. Hey. All right.
Yeah. Wow, that is some good quality.
Good quality. How good is it, Mark?
It's, It's pretty good. Like, you can even, hear your drumming that good.
It's that good.
Yeah. Roar.
Henry's back!
Hooray!
Yeah.
Guys, right off the bat, we decided, corners. We had our little corners. Henry loses the rant because he sucks at ranting.
Ranting just comes natural.
It has to come natural.
Everybody rants.
My corner will be the occasional commonplace rant.
Well, what if someone starts to rant before you?
Well, then they get that corner that day. But I'm just the best.
It's like a random corner. Everybody shared the corner.
I'm the best at it.
We all have the corners.
I'm the best at it, so I get the official.
Yeah, the cameo rant was good.
It was.
Speaking of cameo,
Henry, did you hear the cameo rant?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was like one of the only good things I liked about the show.
See, we got a lot of requests. A lot of people liked our last podcast.
Like three people. But you know what? It matters.
Every
listener counts.
You know what?
Every listener does count.
Let's switch it up a bit. Let's go right to user request.
Take it off my pants. Don't say anything about it.
Everything I,
Meanwhile, Zan is taking off his pants. He is not lying one bit.
But I'm putting on pajama pants.
Me and Henry are looking away, and he's putting
on pajama pants.
All right. Zan has now changed into pajama pants. This is a really casual podcast.
Henry's talking about comments. Hello.
The comment I have for your previous podcast, though lovable it is, it's very...
Lovable?
Okay, yeah, you said people like it.
That's funny, I know.
Lovable. A New Hope seems to be a bit less on the technical
side. I was making a Star Wars joke, like episode 2.
Henry took great offense to the Star Wars joke, is that it?
No.
What's the problem?
Like the one I made with Attack of the Clones. Episode 2!
Technical side is in... I didn't like Sam's review, it wasn't very in-depth.
What review?
Guilty Gear X2.
It wasn't as in-depth as it should have been. There was a lot of... There was a lot more.
There was much to be admired, Henry.
There wasn't enough concrete.
You can only do so much in two dimensions.
Thank you.
Or in three.
Thank you, Henry.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Let's jump right into the user questions. We're really trying to keep with the listeners here, so maybe if we answer their questions, good.
We'll
keep them.
But wait,
what?
Let's tell them what we're going to do today.
Evidently. We never know what we're going to do.
Well, actually, we did.
Do we have a script?
We did for several podcasts, but they were pretty bad.
Yeah.
But hey, wait. What am I reviewing today?
Yeah, what is Zan reviewing today?
What are you reviewing?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, man. Do A4.
Oh.
Speaking of
I think
reviews,
I have enough time for it to do a review.
Okay. Speaking of reviews, I have here the most current game out of the three of us.
What is it?
Oh, Snappy does, too.
Mega Man X Collection.
Congratulations!
The thing is, it's just going to be a
How about I review my badass katana?
You can't review a katana. That's a physical katana, not a video game katana.
You haven't done much with it yet, you know?
I'm going to train with it.
Zan's going to become the last samurai, everybody.
He's going to become the last samurai, despite the fact that there still are samurai. I guess he's going to have to kill them, I guess.
Alright, Dukas asks.
That movie with Tom Cruise was entirely fictional?
Probably.
Everything with Tom Cruise is fictional, Zan.
I thought maybe there was one samurai left and he played the part, you know?
Alright, Dukas asks, what do you think about the revolution's chances in the console wars? Zan, what do you say?
Oh, God!
Oh, he says, oh, God!
The revolution's chance in the console wars? Well, as we all know, Xbox did not stand a chance, which is why they had to release way before so that they didn't get slaughtered by the other systems. Revolution is going to outsell Xbox in its first week. I said it.
In America or Japan?
You mean like the first week of 360 versus the first week of Revolution?
I'm talking about the entire 360 sales versus the
November to November, 360 versus the very first week of Revolution.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
That's a little hard. That's a little bit much.
Am I using hyperbole? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I exaggerating? Yes.
Japanese,
am I overdoing it? Yes.
Maybe not Japan.
However...
However what?
However, I think, yes, that the Revolution is going to crazy outsell the Xbox.
Crazy outsell.
In no time at all.
It definitely will.
The PS3, people that have previously loved the Sony system are starting to say, you know, this isn't looking so great. So I don't know about the PS3. I'm scared.
And
you better be scared.
I'm scared.
We're coming.
I'm getting one. I love you, Sony.
We're coming. I'm going to get one, but we're coming.
For those viewers who partially agree with me about the less than
we
concrete.
We all agree with you, Henry. We love you.
No, I'm talking about Podcast 04.
Oh, okay.
How you guys were a little less concrete.
Oh, concrete, schmoncrete.
I
schmoncrete, yeah.
I gather that I give you guys...
I forgot about that one, Zan.
I gather that I give you guys the more concrete edge on the show.
All right.
No, you don't.
No?
You don't do diddly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
He doesn't do diddly.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, you know what?
Well, I have to do what I have. Podcast challenge right here.
Dead serious.
Yeah.
And from now on, the podcast challenges are staying up until someone does them.
All right. All previous podcast challenges are still in effect.
I don't really care.
No. The previous ones are, forget about it, because no one's going to do them. Just forget about it. All right, well, if you decide to do any of the previous ones, that's fine.
However, if you decide to go...
Just know that from now on, the podcast will stay up in the air until someone does them.
Well, if no one does them... Then.
You know, they're staying in the air. So no more after this. This is the last one. And it is, let me tell you what it is real quick. We're going... Mark, put a poll on your website.
I'll find a poll. Yeah, sure.
Put a poll on your website.
I'll put a poll.
Who's your favorite of the three? And don't say... It's Henry or Zan or Mark. Say it's not Henry or not Zan or not Mark.
Whoa.
I was thinking of finding a name.
That's actually pretty cool.
First.
What?
I was thinking of finding a name for the podcast first.
How about what'd you say earlier? Let's just call it. What?
We can't follow Revolution.
We follow Revolution along with other systems.
Well, after we follow Revolution, what are we going to call it? Let's call it the Podcast Challenge. That's a sick name. It's not bad. It's catchy.
Out, like an attack of the show.
It's catchy.
It's the podcast challenge.
It's catchy.
You know what? We're not going to do it yet. We're not going to rush into
this. We're not going to rush it. No, you guys,
we got to build a stable
name,
base.
We'll think
here.
Of a name.
Yeah,
think of
suggestions.
Remember that, though. Yeah. All right. I think Revolution's chances in the console wars, it's going to outsell the other two. I'm not saying this just as a Nintendo fan, but
as... Boy. Fanboy. Say boy.
Fanboy. Sorry, forgot about that one.
flamboyant fanboy.
Shut up.
Close mark. Okay, I'm shutting up.
Yeah, but I just look at the facts. I mean, we've been waiting for Revolution in gaming every other generation. N64 had a Revolution with the 3D graphics. And yeah,
yes,
extremely sick. And you can download NES, SNES, N64, and quite possibly Genesis 32X and Saturn games.
All of the above. No problem. Woo! No problem.
Where did that come from?
Because you've known how Sega Yuji Naka have been... Or actually, it might have been Yuji Naka. Or at least one of the presidents.
Yuji Naka!
He's been really interested in the download. Not necessarily. According to the patents been released by Nintendo, it seems that they could easily add games from any system whatever they want. Because that would also help with the third-party games, such as all of the old Final Fantasy for SNES.
All of the old Final Fantasy,
which are being remade right now for stuff.
Nintendo systems?
Yeah.
Okay, my take on Revolution the Console War.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's going to do quite well.
Yeah,
against PS3,
well.
I'm not sure if it'll top it, but Revolution is going to do quite well. If you can see the trend with DS,
yeah, DS is owning PSP
right now.
Yeah, but DS is not Revolution.
It's revolutionary now.
Well, listen to me. Wait a second. No.
Hold on. Wait, let's listen to Zan. Let's listen to Zan.
If Sony released the PS2, okay, and it was a great system, which it was, and then for their portable, they released, say, the PSC, which stands for the PlayStation crap, it wouldn't sell because, like, if they made it have Atari graphics and the game lineup was Jenna Jameson and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and then
wait, what?
I'm just saying that you know, if it's a good hardware provider, it doesn't mean that it's going to make a good system.
You make a good point, but Jenna Jameson and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Come on, man, that was original.
But where did that come from?
It was original.
No, the hardware thing.
That's actually...
Yeah, one of you said that...
That's a really good point, that they're pretty much just capitalizing off the
Mark
Sony name.
You caught me, right? You get my drift, right?
I caught you mess.
Massive cause of mess.
No, mass, not mess. But, mass.
Right.
Yeah.
M-A-S-S.
If you consider this, like, simple logic, if you think DS is almost revolutionary, but not quite revolutionary, and you think revolution is toting revolutionary...
I mean, we've never had two screens, we've never had touch.
We've got
such good battery life good. With such a great package.
That was my mini rant, by the way.
Mini rant?
Which came naturally.
Oh, yeah, it did come naturally.
But more on that about DS and recent news later on.
Yeah. All right, next question by Zukas again.
Who?
Zukas.
Nice. Hello, Zukas. We love you.
Greetings.
Yo.
Shoutouts.
What do you think about recent rumored games such as Xenius and Guts and Glory? And what about their mind-blowing content inside of them? All right, I got this covered.
I've never heard of these games.
I know, it hasn't been
this
too
slow
wide
profile
now.
Right here.
We're the outsiders.
It's, yeah. Slow profile. Too bad it's fake. Too bad it's fake.
Let's hear about it, Mark. All right,
Xenius was...
Who's responsible for releasing this fake information anyway? That's what I want to know.
I'll get into it. Let's see. Xenius was big back in the days of kind of around the E3, 05 area.
Xenius, is this a game or a system?
It was supposed to be a game that people are... like, creating out of their own mind, saying it's for revolution. They took a video clip from an ATI tech demo of just, like, a million, like, battle guys, like, out in the field fighting each other.
Kind of like Warcraft?
Yeah, but, like, it almost looked more like a third-person shooter kind of thing. Nice. But just everybody attacking each other in a crazy mess of, like, fraudulent violence.
Fraudulent?
I don't even know. Oh, never mind.
You don't even have a word for that.
Yeah. And people just said, whoa, well, this has to be for revolution. Which
it looks so good.
Which it's only a tech
demo.
What else
could...
It didn't even look that amazing. They just thought it was amazing because there were so many characters on screen.
Right.
And then they just said, oh, well, we'll call it Xenius. And we'll say it's for Revolution.
Xenius.
Which, just some dude in like, his mom's basement, pretty much.
Xenius.
Xenius has...
It's ingenious!
It's not real. It's total bullplop.
Bullplop.
All right,
then.
And as for Guts and Glory, I haven't heard much of it. I don't think there's any videos
that
of it.
I think
it's pretty much the same deal as Xenius.
I think I heard of that. Guts and Glory.
It's just
I didn't even know that was just a rumor.
I think it's fake again.
You know what?
I haven't heard much of Guts and Glory, so if you've heard more about it, post on the blog. I'd like to know about it more. But yeah, definitely Xenius. That is 100% complete fake. It's a tech demo by ATI. Nothing
later.
More.
Welcome to Xenius.
Yeah, too bad it's not real, Zan.
Licensed by
Nintendo.
No,
it was a joke. You know, that was thank you, Henry, for catching my drift.
I didn't catch the drift.
I'm going to make a new drift later, and hopefully you'll both catch it. All
right.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I've gotten one, and Henry's gotten one.
All right.
All right. Zukas asks a third question.
Hey, I have carpenter jeans.
What do you truly think of the Xbox 360?
We're gonna leave this for Mark later when he gives his.
Do you think
big,
it is just the
thing.
Same old thing, or maybe actually it's got something? I'll get into that later.
What's
Mark,
this?
Mark will get into it later. With
it seems was is the 360 new and worth it, or is it just same old?
Oh, it's worth it.
What did you just say that?
Wait, what happened?
Did you just say it's worth it? Like the 360's all cool?
Oh, 360? No, hell no! Blasphemy!
Blasphemy!
Slapping myself.
He was clapping his hands.
But
listeners of episode 1 will remember our story about EB Games where we...
Yes, Henry, and you brought that up in episode 2 or 3 or probably even both.
I just savagely
where
myself.
You pushed the A button on the controller.
Is this
the, I didn't. That
or
was it.
Whatever. Or that
what?
Was it.
Where?
Who cares? You got
oh, yeah,
defiled
my fingers.
Yeah.
I'll get into it later.
All right, and his fourth and final question. Oh, wait, I think it's his
fourth and final question.
Wait.
We are all about the fourth and final question.
All right, now, well, we have, like, a fourth question, but then kind of, like, a topic suggest. But the fourth question is...
No, we need topics, guys. We love you.
Do you think gaming needs a revolution, or do you think that gaming is fine as it is? As I keep saying, it needs a revolution.
No,
it
doesn't.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Okay? All
right.
It needs a revolution in one form or
the last time gaming needed a revolution was in the 70s when the entire market crashed. That was the last time it needed a revolution. Games have been smooth ever since.
I don't
okay?
know. Really. Game sales have been going down a little bit lately.
Have they?
Well,
yeah, a little
except
bit.
Except for what the DS racks up.
Yeah. Nintendo's been carrying it.
And do you think Nintendo is good? Do you think... Okay, how about this, guys? All right, you know what? I didn't know that game sales were going down. Thanks for pointing that out. Do you think that because Nintendo is coming out with this revolutionary system, do you think that is going to boost the sales of all video games or just Nintendo sales?
In a way, all, because eventually they're going to have to copy
somehow.
I didn't
actually want a direct answer. I wanted you to think about that.
You're welcome. I lost that drift.
What was the drift?
Whatever, it wasn't. It, shut up.
It was a rhetorical question.
Rhetorical question. Alright, well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a huge revolution, the fact going from Atari to NES saved everything.
If you think, unless Nintendo, like, all-out bankrupts Sony, which is, like, almost impossible anyway, and then Microsoft, which is another almost impossible anyway, Microsoft and Sony are going to try to get back and do something.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has a revolution, even in a small way. And NES was a revolutionary. N64 was revolutionary. I mean, without N64 and the PlayStation, we'd still be stuck in constant 2D games, playing nothing more than copies of Guilty Gear. Until one day later, it finally did revolutionize. It has to at one point. And now that we've been stuck in the 3D realm,
but how much of a revolution
in a
3D
gaming realm?
How much of a revolution is this?
Moving around in
a
3D space.
It's just the new controller.
There's a possibility of a visor.
Huh?
Possibility of a visor.
Huh?
It's the small little ripples that make the the large.
You really need something though, and just the fact that, I mean, we've seen really ease and compatibility with the Xbox 360. Well, now Nintendo's taking it to the next level. And saying, you want to play a Nintendo game? Play any Nintendo game you want on the system. Any. Well.
Whatever happened to that one system? What was it called? The Nightwish or something?
The Phantom?
The Phantom.
That's set for release this year. No, wait, no. Everybody thinks the Phantom is just the Phantom, but Infinium Labs is saying it will be released this year.
Henry's getting a kick out of this, and he's rolling on my bed. Henry, stop rolling on my bed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He found that quite funny.
Anyway.
Alright, and let's hear Zoukas' topic here. He says, quote, "And one thing, if you don't mind, I would like you to talk about is how gaming is declining."
Hey guys, can I brag about something real quick?
That's kind of what we just talked
guys,
about, though.
I'm going to brag about something real quick.
Let's Zane wants to brag about something.
See this? This is my Aristol.
He's holding up an Aristol from Final Fantasy VII.
How much do you think it cost?
I'm going to guess $10.
It's 6 inches tall, and it's made of plush. Guess again.
15.
80.
That thing cost you $80.
$80.
You've had that for a while, though.
I have.
I was actually thinking 60.
$80?
$80.
Wow.
Yep.
All
right,
It shows how devoted Zan is to his FF7.
I am very devoted.
Mark is also very devoted.
But when it comes to my wallet, I'm not very devoted to anything.
When it comes to his money.
But I bought a new microphone.
But of course.
Go Mark!
When you think of the three of us, I'm the outsider.
That was really loud.
I don't have great FF7 fandom. Anywho.
Okay. All right, what were we just saying?
All right,
we're saying something. I know it.
Gaming's declining.
Oh, right.
As he continues on, well, we already pretty much talked about the declining of gaming because of the whole, do we need a revolution or not? So let's just continue on. As he says, something most people seem to avoid. Nintendo is right. Gaming is declining, and the problem is the way we game. Controllers are scaring away customers, and gaming hasn't changed significantly in 20 years.
Okay, you know what? I've heard that.
I've heard it too, and you know what? I'm really surprised that it happens a lot when I walk into EB Games or something and see somebody trying out, like, a PS2, GameCube, or 360. And a lot of times, I'll see them look at the controller and say, wow, what do I push?
Nope.
Like, there's so many buttons, and
they
literally say
that. When you go
into
stores, you get a meld of two generations now.
Isn't it usually the older kids, Mark?
Nah, a lot of times, it's maybe the, 5 to 13-year-olds and the 22-plus. Year olds.
It can be quite a great range.
Like, so young kids and adults pretty much are the ones that are really having the problem.
Huh.
But like our age, like the 16 to the 21 area, we're hardcore.
Old people.
I'll take on like a 30 button controller and I'll just beast it out.
Will you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What was that system?
I'll push button BB, CC, DD.
What was that system that came out a long time ago? The controller, it was a visor thing and it was just a red visor and the controller literally had a...
That'd be the Virtual Boy.
Yeah, that thing sucked.
One of Nintendo's missteps.
Yeah, it only had four buttons, and
what are you talking about? You're not talking about the same thing as me.
It had two D-pads and four buttons.
Huh. No. See, I'm talking
about... Oh, no, wait. Start and select.
I'm talking about something that had... Some more. Had, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then all the letters of the alphabet on top.
Would that be in television, by any chance?
Maybe.
I mean, they had a keypad for theirs.
Yeah, that's probably.
And they had a little insert that went over top.
So is it a red visor that goes over your eye?
They never had a visor, though. Nothing has ever had a visor except for Virtual Boy.
And Virtual Boy had how many buttons?
4, plus start, select, and 2 D-pads.
Well, you know what? Whatever it was, whatever system I'm talking about, the point is that's why some people have trouble with gaming, because a lot of controllers are actually... Not a lot of controllers. I mean, you know, for the games out there, you know, Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation, they try and make it as simple as they can. But when someone picks up a controller and they see it and there's like 50 buttons on it, it's just like, I don't want to play this.
Oh, a right button and a right trigger? Whew, man.
In the case of Guilty Gear Isuka, the turn button.
Isuka?
Isuka, yeah.
Isuka? I don't talk Japanese.
Sorry.
It's alright.
Anyway.
Let's see what he keeps saying. We still play the same games and play the same game throughout the last 20 years. In other words, most games are boring people and causing them to leave. So this could be Nintendo's reason for change, because gamers want innovation and originality, right?
Well, the whole thing Nintendo was saying about why they used a remote control is because everyone's comfortable holding a remote control.
Yeah, they definitely are.
It's a very common thing. You know, a lot of couch potatoes like to do. Hold the remote control.
It's definitely going to be.
I also like how we're doing a podcast, and Henry is currently lounging back on a bed with his arm, with his heads behind his.
It's definitely going to be
head. Couch potato.
All I need is a remote control.
Yeah, all he needs is a remote control.
And I'll play some game.
Yeah, as you're looking at the ceiling.
Help Nintendo sales. The fact that it feels like a remote.
Everybody's
control.
Worried, but the DS proves it.
Yeah, the DS does prove it well. Which. I might as well get into it.
Yeah, Henry, before we get to our next user stuff, talk about the Japanese game sales.
All right. Recently, I've taken quite big interest in the numbers that come up in Japanese sales. I don't know about American sales. I don't see them very much. But the American sales...
What's this off of Famitsu?
Yeah, Famitsu. The Famitsu magazine from Japan usually supplies weekly sales. Usually about a week afterwards. So the most current sale would be the week of January 2nd to 8th.
Fair enough.
So let's say 3 weeks back, the week of December 22nd. Big RPG followers will know that Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
Yeah.
During that week. It was number one.
Yep.
On the top 10. Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
That was given. That's a given.
Sold 725,000 about. And then next week, it dropped to
4,000?
It dropped to number 4.
Number 4.
No, only Xbox
360. That's the most recent.
Only
week,
Xbox 360 right? Drops huge numbers in Japan. I mean, like, the first week was like, I think it was like 50 something.
Hi-yo!
Now it's like 7,000?
Oh! Hi-yo!
Anywho. So, Kingdom Hearts 2. In the second week, dropped down to number 4, selling about 100-something thousand, and almost got to a million break. And then, in the third week, it's down at number 6 now, selling a little bit less than 100,000, just about to break a million.
It's going strong.
But the other games on the top 10 console, top 10 software sales, guess what platforms they're for?
PSP?
Nope.
DS.
8 titles. On the top 10.
I don't even remember 8 titles coming out in the past, like, 3 weeks.
Well, you know what? That's mainly, not even mainly, that's a very big contribution of releases that have been so good, they stay on that top 10 months after they've been released.
Brain Training, probably that.
There's, the Japanese name is way too long for me to even say, so I'm not even bothered. We'll just call
that's
it
cool.
The Brain Game 1, Brain Game 2, whatever.
Mind Games.
Yeah. Train Your Brain and Brain Flex.
Vocab Builder. What is it gonna be? I don't know what I'm saying.
And then we have a random Game Boy Advance game.
Which one was that?
The Pokemon counterpart for the...
Oh,
it's not really random. It's
Dungeon Rescue Blue?
Yeah, Dungeon Rescue.
Blue something?
Blue is DS, I think.
Red.
Yeah, okay. So, after Kingdom Hearts dropped down to number 4, number 6... Guess what number 1 is? Take a guess. take a guess on what kind of game it is. RPG is typically the biggest genre.
Wasn't it?
Japan. Correct, Zan?
What?
The biggest genre in Japan is RPG, by far. By far.
Wasn't it?
You have Sundays locked into sales for Japan. You cannot have it on any other day because there would be a riot from the unusually amount of sales.
What game was it?
The game that's currently number one on the charts as of last week is the sequel to Train Your Brain.
That's what I thought it was, yep. That's really surprising.
This game is an educational game.
Yeah, and nonetheless for adults.
And we're not talking Mario is missing educational.
We're talking,
if
like,
anyone remembers that game.
Like 4x12 educational.
We're talking stocks.
Stocks.
Music analysis and
wow.
It's made by university professors, so we've got something that's done by.
I was actually surprised. One time I was in a doctor's office and I saw like some like 26-year-old woman playing a DS.
You see?
Yeah. Also, that was like right
Nintendo
after
dogs.
That was way this was back in like maybe December 04, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back before all these titles came out. Like, she must have been rocking out the Field of Magic.
Yeah. Nintendogs has held up for a very long time. And Nintendogs show the different demographic that's being targeted.
Yeah. Alright, that's
I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry. That's right, you gotta get the hardware.
Yes.
This is scary.
But
I'm sorry, but this is kinda boring.
I'm sorry.
Let it finish up the harvest. No, it's very informative. I kind of like it.
All right. Fine.
Wrap it up.
To have a good thing, you always have to have a bad thing.
Now, Zane, if you've ever heard of this, just listen. I think you're going to learn something.
No, I've heard it because Henry's told me about 50 times.
I know. It's terrible. Henry, put it out there.
Anyway.
Put it out there.
Also, of worthy mention, the prequel to the number one game is on the top 10.
Let's get the hardware.
Place number 4, which was released last
hardware!
May.
Hardware! Last May, wow. Alright, yeah.
Hardware.
Condensed.
Since, I guess, the PSP's release, 8 months ago was the last time. Well, okay. The PSP, for the first time in 8 months in a row, sold more than DS.
So that means this is the second time it's ever outsold DS in 8 months.
It has not outsold the DS.
It outsold
for
it
8 months
at launch,
straight.
Obviously. But it just outsold it last week? What?
Yeah.
What games came out for DS has 8 top software games.
That was the point he was making earlier, because although PSP outsold DS, the top software sales were still the DS sales, which is very odd.
Quite.
It's not even like the Japanese are excited about Liberty City Stories, because that's a big American game.
Notable among this is the fact that the DS was selling so much prior that it was starting to outsell itself and become sold out. There were probably 3 days in the Japan marketplace where sales were really, really stagnant.
3. Alright, let's get back to questions. Alright, now...
Thank you!
You know, Zan, why don't you participate and stop cleaning your room?
I'm participating.
Alright, whatever. Alright, these are questions for all of us. This is a question from User Anonymous. Way to leave your name! He left about 80 questions, but they're all...
Yeah, guys, leave your name. I mean, if you're not going to leave your name, at least leave an alias of some sort.
Yeah, like El Chibo.
That's yours.
Yeah, so don't use it. Alright, Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man? Which one is better in your opinion?
Oh, wow. Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my... I don't... Alright,
Zan said Spider-Man.
You
Henry,
know,
what do you say?
Wait.
We gotta keep it down. No. Don't, try not too many, because we got like 80 questions here, man.
Alright, listen, you don't even have to... You don't even have to ask me... If it wasn't even a choice, if you were just straight up asking me who my favorite superhero is, it's Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man.
Good call.
I
what do you think, Henry?
I always love Spider-Man.
Henry.
Spider-Man.
It's a hard...
I would say... Oh, you might say Superman, though, because
it's a hard
Smallville.
Fight Superman and Spider-Man, though, for me. I don't like that one.
Superman's buns.
What do you mean Superman's buns?
I call Spider-Man, definitely.
He's got buns of steel.
I don't like DC heroes.
He's got a lot of things
It's all about Marvel. All right, Henry, pick it.
No.
Alright, so you just choose the bullet that says, I do not like Batman.
Yeah.
Alright, fair enough. The Mario Kart bundle has come out. What do you think about this bundle? The bundle comes with a red DS, Mario Kart, two styli, you pluralized wrong, And a Mario Kart Strap. I think it's pretty good. You save about $10, you get the best DS game out there.
What?
If you don't have a DS, buy it. Plus, it's red.
What?
The Mario Kart DS bundle.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Zane doesn't really care. He doesn't even have a DS. Henry, what do you think?
In a marketplace where uniqueness is good,
yeah.
we need uniqueness.
All right, that's good. All right. Who are your favorite Mario Kart characters? Zane, show you played a past Mario Kart. Who's your favorite Mario Kart character?
Favorite Mario Kart character?
Yep.
Ever?
Yeah. Who?
Hi.
Speak now.
Come back to me.
Alright, he says come back to him.
Yoshi!
Henry says Yoshi. If that was, whatever.
Yeah, it was Yoshi.
Now, I would normally say Toad, although in Mario Kart DS, I always play as Rob, just because of the fact he's the hardest secret character to unlock, and I can use other carts anyway. I just like to show off. But yeah, overall, Toad.
Yeah, Toad.
Henry says Toad.
I like Toad. I'm not a Nintendo person. I don't even know the characters.
It's alright.
Do you guys think Rareware will be interested in developing for the Revolution? If so, how do you think they will use the controller's unique style for gameplay? They can't. They can't make for Revolution. They're owned by Microsoft.
Nope.
And they can only make for Nintendo portable consoles and not the consoles.
Nope.
Alright, Zan, what do you think with your yups and nopes?
I'm saying that you're entirely correct, and when I said nope at first, I mean they're not going to be able to make anything.
Yep, alright. Henry, what do you say?
That kind of sucks.
You guys said it already.
Alright, got it. How do you think the Metroid movie will handle in the Metroid universe? Will the camera be from a first-person perspective like Doom, or will the camera be free to rotate around Samus? I've heard some things about this Metroid movie, but I haven't been following it too much. Henry, what do you think? Yeah, this Metroid movie. I've heard some things here and there, but...
Oh, they'll probably try to make it first-person in some ways.
In first-person? I'd personally...
Like, what was that? What was the one that came... Doom.
Yeah.
Doom.
He just said it in the question. He said it in the question. Like,
really?
Doom.
Yeah.
I personally do not like first person. I don't know how
Doom was as a movie, but you know
it tanked.
Oh, as an American movie, you can usually expect it to. You know,
I personally think first person is terrible.
Be
for the
okay
movie.
Or miss completely.
The only time you can have a first person view is an out of body experience traveling outside of your body.
What's our time rating? We need to have enough time for reviews.
We're fine. We're about halfway through.
Okay.
All right. Next, rings or coins. Zan?
Rings.
Rings. I say rings.
Point.
Sonic. I knew Henry would say coins.
Tisk, tisk.
As much as I am a Mario fan, I am a hardcore Sonic fan at heart.
Well,
man, it's all about the rings.
Mainly because,
you know. Dude, collect 50 of them and you go friggin' super.
Look at my 10 fingers.
Mario gets 100 and he gets a life. Wow, we get 100 rings, we get a life, and we get the 50 bonus with the super.
Look at my fingers.
What about your fingers?
See any rings?
No, I don't.
When you go buy your game and you've got change, do you use any rings?
All right, you know what? Shut up.
I think Henry's taking this question a bit too literally.
Yeah, a little bit too literally. I don't wear rings. Saying. I pay with coins, but I'm going with rings. Which top three game developers is the best in the world? Like Hideo Kojima, Shigeru Miyamoto, etc. Zan, say it.
Oi.
Three favorite game developers.
Three?
Yep, three favorite.
I can't even think of
three. You know three.
We'll just say one then.
The one that just pops into my head as like the top game developer in my life is Kojima.
Kojima?
He's so important.
I say first is Miyamoto, obviously. I'll go with second is Tomonobu Itagaki, and third be Hideo Kojima. I really like how Itagaki really pushed the market.
Don't blabber about your Itagaki.
Itagaki, shut up.
My picks would be Miyamoto.
I'm sure you're a Kojima person.
I forgot what his name was.
Just say what he is.
Kirby producer.
Kirby producer.
And Inafune.
Who?
Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man. I was trying to think of his name, but yeah, whatever. What's your favorite book of all time, Zan?
My favorite book of all time is The Exorcist. Read it.
He says The Exorcist. I'm still thinking in mine, so Henry, favorite book?
Battle Royale right now.
Wow, all right. He's already reading, done it. It's my turn now.
I'm reading Memoirs of a Geisha, and that's going to be it.
Favorite book? I'm guessing I can't say any of the books I've written myself.
Of
course not.
They're obviously not published or anything. But other than that, I'm going to have to say the official strategy guide for Zelda the Ocarina of Time. That's so
good. That was so hardcore.
That's so hardcore, though.
That shows how hardcore it is.
The colored maps are so perfect. You got the takeout insert that shows you all the Ocarina songs. You can't beat it.
I assume when you said book, you meant literature, but I don't know.
It's a book. It's the official strategy guide.
Next question.
The Primo one. Not
Sugi!
What's Sugi mean?
Next.
Alright.
Henry's getting anxious as hell.
If Nintendo had to be partnered with another company, which would you prefer? Sega.
Which as in choice, or which as in just random?
Or if Nintendo had to be partnered with another company, what would you prefer?
Capcom, within the shape.
He says Capcom.
They could make some good games if they played with if they paired with Playboy. Dead serious. I'm talking.
There's already been a Playboy the Mansion game.
I'm talking Mario Beach Volleyball.
All right, that's scaring me.
And that means Peach.
All right,
giant.
You got bouncing. Peach and the Bowser. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's so wrong.
Next.
What kind of cars do you guys own, Henry? Didn't you say you have like a car you can use sometime or not?
A Honda.
He has a Honda. That's all he knows about it, probably.
I'm not allowed to use a car. I'm not allowed to get a car, but the car I will be using when I get my license, which is in 10 days.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
10 days!
My dad's Volvo 940.
It's like a green station wagon.
940 turbo. It's dark green, forest green station wagon.
Actually, our cars match colors.
I don't have a car yet.
Henry, by the way, stop saying next. You're ruining our podcast. I'm sorry.
I'm just avoiding the cutting time that Mark...
It's gonna
have.
It's alright. I barely even cut it once before.
Look at you. You're shaking your legs. You're like moving around. You're rolling
you're
around.
You're anxious. Ah! Well, caffeine!
He looks like he's on coke or something.
I don't have a car yet, but I'm pretty much using my stepdad's in my main car, which is a 94 Pontiac Grand Am red two-door coupe. It's pretty good. A little beat up, but it gets the job done. Looks pretty nice. Have you ever been outside the USA? Zan, we know you have from last episode.
Mexico!
Mexico! Henry, you've been to...
China.
Wow.
Tsugoi!
I've been nowhere outside America.
Mse Umfanga!
Mse Umfanga! What's that mean?
I don't know, Henry, what's that mean?
It's gibberish for whatever Zan wants.
I've never been outside the USA.
Nehoma.
I'm too hardcore.
Ho.
What are your thoughts and ideas to what Nintendo is keeping secret about Revolution?
Yay, games! What?
About Nintendo being all secretive. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah. I think good, bad, what?
I think that if you were to pull over, you know, pull back the curtain that they're holding up in front of all of their information, then you would just see nothing.
Nothing?
They say they have a lot going on. They actually have nothing going on.
Nah, just wait till E3 or 6.
They're doing nothing with Revolution.
I'm saying that they better show something.
How much does it take to film a couple people waving around a plastic toy? It
takes a lot.
No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
And if you didn't get that, I'm referring to their
You're ruining your podcast.
I'm referring to their commercial where the guy's chopping on you.
I just personally think they should show something like at the GDC 06.
I don't know who they think.
If they don't show at least a small thing, maybe for perhaps the OS, because that'd be more tuned to the GDC feel rather than
E3. I don't know what they think they're doing with hiding but those from us.
Once at E3, it's
just... This isn't Area 51!
Wow, that was loud.
There could be an Area 51 game.
True. Alright, Henry, what do you think about Secretive?
Hurry up, this is taking a while.
No. Thank you, Anonymous. What do you think? Secretive? Not? Nothing? No comment? He has no comment. Would you prefer to see any movie based on a Nintendo franchise as an animated CG film or live action? I do not want to see a single Nintendo game made into a movie, personally.
Done by them? Okay. Done by anyone else? No.
Which one, though?
Live action, I think, just to see how bad it is would be interesting. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger Arnold Schwarzenegger as Samus. What are you doing?
Samus is a chick.
I know that. What are you doing? Don't kill me, or you might expose my massive breasts!
What?
Yeah, because when she dies, you know, she pops out with her bathing suit and walks off the screen. You know.
What?
In the old games. Come back me up, Henry.
be so weird. I personally just don't think the stories are well tuned to a movie, that they're more based on interactive.
Speaking
experience.
Of which, Nintendo.
As an FF7 was perfect for a movie.
They should make an FF7 movie and call it, like, The Children of the Advent or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking of which, Nintendo actually had a movie project a little while ago, but nothing's been going on about that.
Alright, are you guys going to E3? I'm shooting for E3 07.
I wish.
E3 07. All you gotta do is score me a game in the at EB Games or something, so I can get the okay in.
Score you a job at
EB? Actually, E3 is right after the AP tests.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna, because I'll be in college at that point, and I'll be over 18, so I'll be allowed to go.
Yeah.
Because you have to be 18 or older and work in the games field, so I'm gonna try and maybe I can score you guys some tickets or something.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah, but I would love to go there personally. I've been wanting to go there for years.
We're not going,
but
we'd love to.
I'm gonna try and shoot for E3 07.
Go for it.
Alright. Nintendo and Apple decided to merge and become one company. How do you see this affecting both markets? And I don't really know what this.
You know what? You know what?
Questions asking, but they are not merging. But if they did, I would not like it. They're two completely different markets that should stay away from each other.
Have you guys heard about the new thing where Apple's or Macintosh computers are now going to use
Intel processors?
Yeah, Intel.
Yep, I know. That's good.
That's very good.
It has nothing to do with Nintendo, though.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Nintendo and Apple could benefit greatly from each other.
I think they're way too different. Yeah. I mean, they should
maybe.
It
doesn't matter if you're too different.
Too different indeed. I mean, you can't just mix two entirely different guys.
Guys?
Yeah.
I mean, just
they
imagine.
They make entirely different stuff. I mean, you can't just put them together.
Steve Jobs with Satoru Iwata would just create an ungodly super creature.
But you see, when you have two things that are uncommon, they find ways to break the common ring.
Mac and Apple, they should not get into gaming themselves. Just stick with making computers. But I would like Nintendo to kind of take the route and include some kind of media functionality into their systems, but not like Apple, where they don't need 20 gig hard drives inside everything they own or everything they make. Mm. I mean, I stay away from each other, I think, personally.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, next question. Did you know Nintendo has never had a major issue with a console launch? I would say I never really thought about it.
When you say major issue, do you...
Like, how major?
Like Xbox is sold out in a day? Or
and I say that and the problems that they've had with overheating, but that's because people are idiots and cover up their power adapters. I had mine in open air, and my 360 was on for about 7 hours after I got it. No problems. People just have to be smart. But, the DS did sell out really bad in America when it first came out. I mean, DS was hard to get for about 2 months.
And the original...
It was almost impossible. A lot of disappointing.
I think my mom
Christmas
ended up buying one off eBay for about $400.
For what?
Yeah.
For your sister who just throws it and puts stickers on it?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, stickers are the curse of gaming.
It was at least $300.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
You're kidding me.
How much were they at launch?
$150.
Yeah, it was at least $300.
How much did you pay for the iPod for your other sister this Christmas?
Normal.
Alright, even still. Oh my god, that sticker scratch infested piece cost $300.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It sickens me. It sickens me. What do you think, Henry Zan? Any problem with console launches with Nintendo systems?
There is a huge discrepancy with when the Nintendo Entertainment System was released in the US.
Well, yeah, because first it was released only in New York City, and then it was released... countrywide, regional, whatever.
Nationwide.
Zan doesn't know anything about Nintendo consoles, so we're just going to skip him. What have been your 2005 moments for Nintendo?
We're gonna edit that for Zan and just add a little leeway for him.
Why?
We're just gonna say what are your 2005 moments of game.
Yeah, Zan, what's your 2005 moments for Sony? Let's just say that.
Pick two.
2005. Oh, jeez. Entire year.
DMC3, possibly?
Moments. No, it's Sony. Best moments for Sony. They didn't... Okay, releasing the PS2 Slim.
Wanda.
That was a big memory for you? You don't even have one.
What do you say about memories?
What's your...
Biggest moment.
What have been
biggest
your...
Biggest moment, yeah. For My biggest moment?
Yeah.
My biggest moment for last Sony?
I have a slim PS2, but you don't.
We're DMC3 and Shadow of the Colossus. All right,
that's what I thought. Me, for Nintendo, I would say the launch of Wi-Fi connection for the DS and Resident Evil 4 for the GameCube. Even though I didn't buy it until July.
Yeah, they didn't really alter their system in any way. They didn't really come out with much more.
What do you think,
Henry? Come out with a lot of extensions.
05 Nintendo thoughts?
I can't think of anything. Go.
What about Wi-Fi connection? You don't even have a wireless router.
Exactly. I mooch off his internet.
You're a waste.
We don't like you too.
Thanks, Henry. Have you ever been stuck in a game just to find out that all you had to do was pull a switch or push a button, talk to somebody, buy an easy item, or beat an easy boss?
Oh, of course, all the time.
Oh,
all
God. Oh, man.
Especially when I play Japanese version of the games.
There was one.
But that's more understandable.
The best game of all time, Final Fantasy VII. There was one time. The first time I played through the game, I had no problem. I got through all disc one, like when I played it when I was like 10 or whatever, or when it first came out. Mm-hmm. But then, after when I bought the game myself, I could never get by the wall market. Yeah, that town only about 2 hours into the game.
Check this out. The first time I played that game, okay? It was for me, but my dad ended up playing it because I couldn't figure out how to get past the first elevator.
Wow.
You had to talk to Jesse.
Yeah. See, all I had to do was, I just had to walk into Don Cornelius' mansion. Because I remembered, I've done this before, so I took to it as an advanced player, not a noob thinking, oh, well, of course I'll have to go to Don's mansion. No, I already know I'm going to have to go to the Honeybee Inn at one point, so who cares about Don's mansion? I'm not even going to go there, but no, you had to go there to talk two lines to the bouncer at the door, then go to Honeybee Inn.
Yep.
It got me stuck for so long, and it pissed me off when I found out what I did. It was just talk to that guy. Two lines. Henry, have you ever been stuck to find out only it was very easy?
Oh, playing Pokemon Sapphire.
Pokemon Sapphire? Where were you stuck?
Going back to the first town?
What did you ask to do?
They did one of those. Second town is the first gym, and then you get back to the fifth gym, which is the first town. So
I think I kind of remember that. I got pretty confused there.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Japanese.
Those Pokemon games really like to mess with your mind.
Anywho.
And the final question from Anonymous.
The only reason we answered all those is because we promised.
Yeah.
That's it.
What is your favorite wrestler of all time?
Me. Myself.
Zane says himself. Henry, what do you say? Do you have any answer?
I'm impartial.
Do I wrestle? No.
I don't really know any wrestlers, so I'm going to go with the most...
Say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Is it a Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
I'll say Antonio.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Antonio.
He's so lame. Oh, you know who my favorite is? That guy who came swinging down a rope and busted his nuts so hard that he died.
I don't remember that.
It's not nice.
That's funny. I would have to say,
No, dude, this guy, I heard about it. I was like in fifth grade. This dude was swinging down to make it like a sick entrance. And he like busted his ass all the way down and died.
That's so wrong.
That's not nice.
I would say, I want to go with another hardcore answer here, like my Ocarina of Time player's guide, Tina from the Dead or Alive series. She does have a wrestling fighting style. She's an American nationality wrestler, and...
Or, guys, Tina from what I just said, that's seriously my favorite wrestler, the guy that died for a cause. But,
by smashing his nuts.
Don't put it that way.
I'm putting it that way. He smashed his nuts flat.
Another one could be anyone from Rumble Roses. not a great game.
Rico. Oh, no, not Rico. Was it?
What?
Oh, yeah, Rico.
Not a great game, but...
R-E-I-K-O.
Great characters.
She's cool. I don't like the others, though. I only like the one.
Is she the one in red?
Yeah. And that's the only one, I think. I don't like the others. But yeah, Tina from Dead or Alive, definitely.
I like the 100%. Hoe in the cowboy suit.
Hoe in the cowboy suit. Nah, Tina will take her on any day. Psh.
Go.
Psh. You go. Alright, well, that's it for user requests.
That's it?
That only took about 30 minutes.
That's it?
Oh, that's it.
That took up quite a lot.
Alright,
wow.
Thanks, Anonymous.
You better be really thankful.
That we answered all your questions.
Yeah, we put a lot of time and effort into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, what do we got now?
Reviews.
Reviews?
That just wore us out.
Oh, man, I am
mad. We have to do like quick 5-minute reviews or something, right?
Alright, yeah. Henry, all quick right. review.
I've got Mega Man X Collection.
Mega Man X Collection.
Last week.
What system?
What system?
What system?
I've got it for GameCube.
He's got it for
also
GameCube.
For PS2.
It's also for PS2.
Nice little bundle classical collection game that you can get for $30.
It is a very good classic bundle
collection
game.
You don't need to repeat me, god dang it. Alright.
I'm okay. Seriously going to review my katana, just so you guys know.
You're going to review a sword.
Anyway,
that's not a game.
So, here on the X Collection, you have Mega Man X 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7!
And also, which has nothing to do with Mega Man X, Mega Man Battle.
Battle and Chase.
Battle and Chase. That's the racing game.
Oh, right.
Mega Man racing game.
Of course.
Mega Man, not Mega Man X.
Right.
Not to be confused with Mega Man X.
Indeed.
Okay, so you have basically a classical collection game. It's a pretty good game, you know, because I liked the X series up until X7.
It's a good series.
When Capcom started screwing up everything, which I still believe.
Right.
And, yes, you know,
Henry,
X1, 2, 3,
Capcom
Super Nintendo
every
games.
Freaking episode.
Sorry, it's something I just don't like. I mean,
I'm just joking.
You would think I ran about it, but I don't.
Resident Evil 4 saved them.
Yeah. X4, 5, 6, PlayStation games.
X4 is very good.
X4 is my favorite X game, if not one of the most favorite games.
Were the games altered in any way?
Games were
sounds.
You can see slight problems in emulation.
The teleporting sound in X4 is different. I don't like it. I hate it. The little beam guys shoot out beams in X4. Sounds
do you
different.
Have this game too,
don't like it. I have X4, but I watched Henry play it for like a minute or two.
Note that in X3... it will play the PlayStation version of the game, which a lot of fans are not familiar with.
The X3, what? Or the PlayStation
X3
version?
X3 will play the PlayStation version.
I thought this was for SNES.
It has Super Nintendo graphics, has silent anime cutscenes, and has a remix soundtrack. As well.
And
as
they really released it for PlayStation? Was it Japan only or off the US?
Japan and Europe.
And Europe? Oh.
Yeah. And so, you have...
Once again, we are screwed over.
Also, there are some slight... issues with, like, how X6 has the Japanese voice acting taken off. And Capcom said they would listen to the fans and try to make it better, but, you know, that didn't happen at all.
It's really
you
a compilation.
You
what
get
can
a
you
few,
say about
You get a few collectibles, you know, images, galleries and stuff. But it's 6 of the best X games in
good.
Package.
That's
$30.
Good. 30 bucks.
9.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
That's really high for
wow.
a collection game.
Especially since all the trash you talked in 5 and 6, you gave it that high?
I don't trash 6 that much. I trash 5 more.
Alright. That's 1/6 of the game, though.
Well, you know, considering...
so
I give 4
down
of 10, so...
Whatever.
I get 4 of 10, everything else has to average out.
Alright.
Alright, 9 out of 10. Fair enough. I'll be reviewing Dead or Alive 4.
Kids, don't ask me to review the games separately.
I finally got my Xbox 360 yesterday. From EB Games.
Woo!
I had already bought Dead or Alive 4 about a month ago, waiting to play it, and I finally got to play it. And already, the next day later, I've already played it for about 8 hours, and I'm ready to review it. Best fighting game ever. Freaking fighting game ever.
No.
He's got school, so that's why he says 8 hours, not 24 hours.
Thanks, Henry.
Thanks.
What, you would think he'd play it for 24 hours if he was hardcore about it?
Speaking of hardcore, DOA hardcore sucks.
It doesn't suck.
Well, I'm going to review it then if you say
you're going to review it?
DOA
you
hardcore?
Played it for like one level.
I played it for one level and I'm going to review it anyway.
Alright, I think I'm going to review your katana. Alright, back to my review. Dead or Alive 4 takes everything from the past DOA series, makes everything faster, better graphics, better, more in-depth gameplay. The story mode in the game is unlike any other. It's... obviously not as good as Final Fantasy VII or maybe a Zelda game.
Most story modes are always different.
Nah, but this story mode is so godly.
Godly?
I've never seen a story mode like in any other fighting game ever. You play story mode for like 16 different characters, I think it is. Maybe 17 or something. There's tons of unlockables. You'll play through a story. The story mode is 8 fights. About 3 of them are always the same, but then the other 5 will be random people you fight. But with those 3 people who are always the same, there'll be a cutscene before it. And then at the end, you get a amazing quality cinema that looks like real life.
That sounds like...
The in-game background scenery
it sounds like
is real life.
It sounds like Dead or Alive 3, except with better graphics. What you just told me about the story.
More in the, no. Dead or Alive 3 story, I don't even know what it is, but who cares?
You fight specific characters to get a specific event.
No, that's a story mode. That's a story mode. They revamped the online play, which, yes, I have done, with a whole new lobby and avatar system, which is very innovative, very good, very organized. You have about 10 different modes of online play, from survival, whoever wins goes on, whoever loses goes on, King of the Hill, modes, like, unimaginable. You can go up to 16 players at once in a room, tournament modes. And, like, you can do, for instance, 16 people gather into a room, and everybody has an avatar, so they're walking around as a character. Like, for instance, I'm a crab in the game. So, like, my little guy, I walk around in the lobby as a crab. Other people might be, like, a tree or, like, a small person or something. You all talk with the voice chat. Two people will go into a game, and then they play the game, and then two of them will fight. Then the winner will stay in the game. The person who lost will go back into the lobby, and the next person in line, and the lobby will go and fight that person. And in the lobby will be a TV screen of the fight that's going on. Or you can press a button and switch to full screen of full HD online. As long as nobody has a crap internet connection, there is no lag whatsoever. But I've been having some internet issues lately. But Comcast is coming to my house tomorrow, so no worries about that. Story mode, so great. You can unlock so many characters. All together, I think there's probably about 26 characters you can play as, including Spartan 458, which I'm not really a Halo fan, but
supposed to be a lot.
Plenty of people are. The Spartan 458 is a character from the new character from the upcoming Halo game. Oh, I'm guessing she'll be from the upcoming Halo game. She was not in Halo 1 or 2. It's a character that Bungie had made in collaboration with Tecmo, which is, it looks almost identical to Master Chief, but obviously with enough 360 graphics, but it's technically a chicken side, but you don't really know that. Any of the secret characters will not have a story mode, because that includes all your cutscenes and has to contribute to the story of the DOA tech line. But you still have them for survival mode, versus mode, multiplayer mode. Everything's perfect. They got all their Xbox Live. They got the other... You got your music going. Like, you can use with your 360. Like, everything's perfect. It's the graphics are unexplainable. They're so amazingly good. The game screams next gen.
Congratulations, Xbox, for releasing a good game.
10 out of 10.
The game to me, even though I haven't seen it yet.
Buy it. You don't even have a 360, just buy it.
If I've seen it yet, it might even change it, but right now, the game to me does not scream next generation.
You have to really play it to really get the full next generation experience.
Think,
so you can... is
catching my drift.
You need to play the Xbox Live.
Oh, I caught it.
I think you're wearing a whole lot of jackets, and you're not catching my drift.
I wear one jacket.
It's not cold right now for you.
I'm wearing a
T-shirt. Xan is freezing. I just caught that drift, too, and you're not catching either one of his drifts. There's two drift spots in by right now, and you're not catching either one of them.
Xan is freezing.
Whatever.
Whoosh. Brr.
You know, the Xbox Live now is now revolutionary in the move of online gaming until Revolution comes out. And for now, it really separates itself from the current generation. I have...
But the current generation...
Besides the graphics, Xbox could have done the same thing. So why didn't they?
No, the online play...
Xbox had
the
online.
The cinematic mode with...
Xbox had online.
The graphics also... No, but not this kind of online.
Could they not have done this kind of online?
You really need a certain level of power. Plus, with the storage space being twice as much as Xbox's... As in, going from DVD 5 to DVD 9, I believe it is. 4.7 to 8-something gigs, whatever. I mean, it really is an amazing game, and I think it really is a system seller for 360, and if it's not, it should be. Xan, review.
Alright,
I got my katana. Now, let's just make sure that everybody realizes that this is a physical katana, a sword, not a video game in any way. It's not a katana weapon in the game. It's not... It's a physical, real-life katana. Okay, and he's going to review it. Where's this going, Dan? Where's it going?
It's sharp. It's pretty. I give it a 10 out of 10. Now for my real review. Okay,
listen. He faked out with a fake review.
All right, listen to me.
Put this one down on your calendars. That's a legendary event.
As Victor Lucas would say, this is Victor a buried Lucas. Treasure.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Henry.
That was Henry just playing the guitar. It's a buried treasure.
It's a buried treasure.
Buried treasure.
Both of you get one guess.
EB Games.
One guess at what this game is.
Take Eco!
No, it's not Eco. Good guess, though. Henry?
Spider-Man.
No, it's not Spider-Man. I didn't have Spider-Man. All right. Most of you have probably heard of it and didn't buy it because it looked mediocre. This game is called... You know what? I'm gonna be cool here. Okay.
You're going to be cool here.
People said that this game... was going to be... Don't say anything. No one say what it is, okay? This game was supposed to be... You know, everyone was saying, oh, it's a Grand Theft Auto copy. It's supposed to be, you know, it's Grand Theft Auto all over again, you know, except not as good, because blah, blah, blah.
I'm still thinking
let me tell
what
you something.
Say.
The graphics are 10 times better than Grand Theft Auto.
What is it?
Okay?
What is it?
It has a complete recreation. Shops, the type of cars they drive, the language... It's a complete recreation of London. This game is called...
The Getaway.
The Getaway.
The Getaway. I never bought it. I didn't want to.
This game...
I didn't even have a PS2 when it came out.
Oh my god. I had it's so really much fun with this game. It's really no, good. It's not that good. Really but listen to me.
Wow.
I had
no clue you were going to do a Getaway review.
What?
The Mormon.
Yeah. I had so much fun with this game. This game is hilarious, for one thing, okay?
It's hilarious?
The
Yeah, like Bobby's with like
what
no
they,
guns.
Yeah, what they talk about, like, when you, you know, like, when they're talking, it's so funny. He goes,
okay, right.
He walks into the room, hey, what the hell are you doing here? I'm looking for my kid, what the hell you think I'm doing?
Dan, you realize we might have listeners from England already?
Okay, listen, I don't care. I'm not bashing anyone from England.
All right, cool.
He goes, what the hell are you doing here, Marky? I'm looking for my kid. What the hell you think I'm doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, and then he goes...
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
He's like...
All right, is my game broken? No, they're just saying more dialogue.
All right, listen to me. Okay, I just remembered how it actually went. Here's how it goes. He walks in, he goes, the hell you doing, Marky? The hell you think I'm doing, you moron? I'm looking for my kid. He goes, listen to me. No, this is right, though. He goes, what the hell did he just call me? Called you a Mormon. The fuck is that? One of them Bible bashers go around saying Jesus is a Yank. It's so funny. It's such a funny game. The dialogue is...
That made me laugh out loud.
They got real London actors to come do the dialogue. It's a European game. They got it's real London. They recreated London. The only thing that this has in common with Grand Theft Auto is that you can steal cars from people. That's it.
I never really thought of it as a clone.
Well, that's
I just
what, that's
didn't
what
buy
saying
because I just never
you
got around to it.
Grand Theft Auto, you can target innocent people. You can't target innocent people in this game. You can't press the target button and all of a sudden it'll go to some innocent people. Okay, so you start off as Mark Hammond, okay? Mark Hammond is an ex-mobster, okay? He has a wife and kids. In the beginning, his wife gets shot. No spoiler, it's 2 seconds into the game, okay? So, then his kids get stolen. He goes on a mission to save his kid, yada, yada, yada. Lots and lots of fun, okay?
Wow.
It's a great, great game. You go through several missions, and that goes through... There's 12 chapters. It's chapters, actually. That's the first 12 chapters. After that... It's like, oh my god, a cliffhanger with Mark, okay? So what happens is, you switch
not
to the
me,
role...
Not me, Mark, the Mark Hammond.
Yeah, you switch to the role of D.C. Carter, who's a cop, okay? An ex-cop, actually. Was he an ex-cop? No, he was a cop.
You just ask yourself a question and answer, and then...
No, he was a cop. So you go to D.C. Carter, and D.C. Carter is a cop, he's got the cool hair, you know, and he does the next 12 chapters of the game, and finally you realize, like, later on you realize that they're happening at the same time, so you'll finally come to the end, and it'll be the same climax, because the two get intertwined. It's such a great game. I'm giving it, well, let me say first, okay, there's no replay value at all. The only replay value they give you is, you can...
To watch that scene again?
You
the
can
moment.
Go, you can go in, that too, I love going through the scenes, you can do that. The only replay value was that you can go into free room in London. That's available after you beat the game, and they give you this sick little car. It's like, it's a real kind of car, but it's like insane. It's like, it's probably a $2 million car. It's, so that, you know, they give you the little car and you can, it goes fast as hell, but you know, you crash it in 10 seconds. The controls were good in that game. It wasn't too hard to control.
Good.
I suggest, it's the X button, you know, to accelerate is pressure sensitive. So if you press it really hard, you're going to go fast. But if you press it slow, you know, softly, you're going to go really slow. This took me a while. This took me a while to figure out. I didn't figure that out. So eventually I ended up switching because of that. That pissed me off. So I eventually ended up switching my acceleration button to right analog stick forward. And that worked perfectly. So I used
I played Driving In before with that kind of control. I do not like it.
I like it a lot. I use the two analog sticks to control. So what was I saying? So, it's good controls. It's a good game. Lots of fun. DC Carter, blah, blah, blah. In the end, what was I saying?
Symmetrical mirror.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, graphics. Oh yeah, replay value. So they put you in London with the car that crashes pretty fast, but then you can just go steal someone else's car, and there, you know, even the little amount of replay value they give you is fun. But you know, if you're a huge replay value guy and you don't just want to have fun with one game, don't buy it. Rent it. I'm not saying this is a rent-only title. I definitely think you should have it. It's that much fun. I like having all my favorite games.
Is the first Getaway or Getaway Black Monday?
Black Monday was terrible.
Oh,
this is the first Getaway.
It's a good thing I brought that up. People might have been confused.
No, this is the first Getaway. The original, the Getaway, okay? So, I you know, there's not much replay value. Just play through it once and have a lot of fun. But with the fun I have, I'm going to give this game a 7.8 out of 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say 7 out of 10.
So cool.
No. It's not quite an 8. It's definitely not a 10 or a 9 because sometimes it's really hard. It's not quite an 8 because there's no replay value. But I'm giving it a 7.8 out of 10. You know what? Let's just round it up to an 8. 8 out of 10. It's a really, really... It's lots of fun.
You're going to push for 8.5, Zane?
No, I'm not going to push for 8.5. 8 out 8. of 10.
1?
It's a really 8.1? Lot
of... Come on, let's hear it. 8.1?
A lot of fun.
Ah, there's no 8.1 out of 10?
A lot of fun. No replay value. A lot of fun. Buy the game.
DOA 4, 10.1 out of 10.
Oh! That's saying a lot, Mark.
It's one of the best games I've ever played for a while.
That's if I were violent, I would hit Mark right now. 10.1 out of 10.
10.1 out of 10.
That's violating the rules right there.
I was violating mass rules, but I don't
Getaway.
Care.
Come 8 on out of now. 10. Really, lots of fun. If you didn't like Grand Theft Auto, which I don't, which
what,
which
no!
I don't,
no.
Don't. Grand
no.
Theft Auto.
If you're looking
no.
for a good
San
game,
Andreas was game of the year 2004, hands
looking,
down.
I don't care if it's game of the year.
If you're looking
no,
for
I'm
a,
saying it's game
shut
of the
up.
Year.
If you're looking for a good game,
no, San Andreas.
That's
is
not
so
Grand
amazing.
Theft Auto, but you still get to kill people. You still get to be a you know,
multiple cities,
a mobster.
Fully
you still
created.
Get to run around shooting people.
You got the simulation.
You still
aspect.
Get to steal cars.
Yeah, you got
but
to steal
a better
cars.
Game than Grand Theft Auto because it's English and you got the London accents and the
that's good,
and the storyline that's 43.69 times better.
I smell a rat.
No.
By
no. The San Andreas storyline is so
game.
Amazing.
Okay, my dad.
And I'm not saying it because of the violence because I also even went through that game going through the entire game without one cheat code, without one rampage. I went and I followed the storyline unlike many people do.
Did you get 100%?
No, I couldn't beat the second last mission.
Might I add?
But I'm almost done it.
Might I add?
I've been playing for almost a year now, actually, since it came out for PC, and I'm getting there. It is...
Henry
San
might
Andreas
add something.
Is so amazing.
Henry
I
might
can't
add something.
Stress it more. Even if you're not a
okay,
fan
listen,
of...
Okay, listen, alright. You know what? Guys, I'm sorry, I lied. Grand Theft Auto is fun, okay? But most of you probably already have Grand Theft Auto, so if you're looking for something new that's nothing like Grand Theft Auto, even though people said it was, just a good game, period, okay? If you're looking for a good game that you can have fun with and then put away, put it on the shelf after you're done with it.
Yeah, Get the Getaway.
Thank you.
Buried treasure, buy it at EB Games.
Might I add, Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, P.S., this buried treasure was not brought to you by EB Games.
It was not? Oh.
However, it was brought to you by...
Yes! The katana!
Yeah!
This
katana.
Yeah, and it's a real katana, too. It's mad sharp.
And it's got these little daggers.
Let's test it on him, Mark.
No.
It's got
no, let's not test
hidden.
It out.
For
all right, I think it's time we end this podcast before I die.
I'm going to add something, which I've been wanting to add for a little
Henry,
while.
Edit!
Might I add that?
Gamer! Count it.
Ah!
Ah!
Might I add that
Freezors!
Free! Yay! Free! We forgot to add that in the last one, so let's do it again. Henry, say free, yay, free.
Free!
Freezors!
Alright, Henry wants to add something, then we're closing this up.
Might I add that Grand Theft Auto has been one of the games to have my pleasure of actually testing the game before I continually rant and and argue and
you
say
play
that
San Andreas?
I have played Grand Theft Auto.
Which one?
3.
I did not like 3. Vice City was okay, but it was not compelling enough to play the story. San Andreas is what really did it for me.
Grand Theft Auto? I say Grand Theft Auto sucks.
Oh. Oh!
That's definitely going to get people on you, man.
Oh, man. Are you purposely trying to get people pissed at you?
People are coming after you.
I'm sure people are already after me after.
Are you seriously?
Absence and everything else.
Wow, Zan's katana just dropped in my hand and it was closed.
Thank you, Mark.
Wow, I think I broke my wrist.
Okay. Oh, well.
That
well.
Is mad heavy.
Guys, I think that's the end of our podcast.
All right, Zan, rip us out a little beat.
Thank you for fun. Good time.
Amazing quality!
Yeah.
That was Henry on the guitar.
I don't think anyone gets what we mean by amazing quality.
Yeah, this is much better than our previous podcast.
Much better.
Hopefully we get
now your listeners. Ears won't be bleeding after the hour and 10 minute podcast we
hopefully
do.
Hopefully we get more listeners now. Thanks and good night.
I mean that we have a new microphone.